okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day.
It's now 7 after the hour on the Good Day program. Another hour of info, of entertainment, of inspiration, all kinds of things. But you never can tell where we're going to go. I don't know where we're going to go, so how could you possibly know? I'll give you a rough idea, like Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness guru, the author of Naked Fitness, and she's here now for her tips on the holidays, how to survive them, keep yourself in shape. And even though it sounds good, the name of the book, Naked Fitness, it is not about working out in the nude, although I can't imagine that there would be anything wrong with that. I have propositions. I shouldn't admit this, though. I'm going to edit myself. I just almost said something that I probably
ask Jennifer. Ask Jennifer if she would ever think about working out without any clothes on.
Sure. Depends on what the workout is.
Jogging on a treadmill.
No, I would never do that. I get smacked in the face. Are you nuts?
Right. That would hurt.
Yeah, it would not be pleasant.
And, you know, asking Roberta about that question, why would I even bother?
You don't want to go there.
Depends who I was working out with.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So now we've edited everybody. Back to Andrea. This is a good time for us to be in True Confessions. Have you ever worked out in the nude, Andrea?
Are you asking me?
I am. Yes.
No, I mean,
you've never
not a traditional
out.
Type of workout.
I didn't say traditional, just once.
She's serious
once.
About her workouts. She's there to actually.
She did this special kind of yoga once, but you know.
Right.
Or Kama Sutra, but that's something completely different.
Okay, let's talk about. I just was with Pam Popper, who's a lady that is. She runs the wellness forum. As I've said before, I had to put the two of you ladies together. Because you both are two peas in a pod. She comes on in this space on Monday to talk about a way of dealing with your body and keeping in shape that's nutrition-based. But I went to her facility the other day in Columbus when I was driving through. She has a yoga room.
And studio.
It's a studio that is heated. And so when you go into it, it's 100 degrees in there. I walked into it. I couldn't believe it. She has classes 5 times a day, 40 or 50 people in there. And she says that the reason that they do yoga, it's called hot yoga, because it strengthens, it allows you to your muscles to loosen up even more.
Yeah.
And therefore allows you to strengthen yourself even more. Because yoga, unbeknownst to me at this point, is a big strength builder. I'm very big, and you and I have had this conversation, Andrea, big into strength. And so this is a way to use yoga to enhance your ability in terms of strength. And so I wondered what you thought about that, if you've ever tried it yourself.
Well, the original hot yoga is Bikram yoga, which is done at 104 degrees. And so we've had a lot of shoot-offs in the last 10 years in doing it in the heat. Now, there's two things about heat. Heat increases circulation, which then is it feels better, but it also increases blood pressure. So it's not for everyone, and there isn't clinical research that shows that it's better as far as increasing muscle strength than working out in a room that's the regular temperature. So it's very trendy. If you enjoy it, it's a great thing to do. But, you know, yoga is great if you like it. If you don't like it, then try and find something you do.
There's another great conversation there in the warming up of the muscles before you do any kind of activity. When we do our Taekwondo classes, we run in the dojang for about 10 minutes, just a medium
jog. What's the dojang? What's the dojang?
It's the
place where you do it.
Yeah, the place where you practice. When you actually step onto the mat, and you're in the area where the mat is where you practice. And ours is, you know, it's a couple hundred feet or 150 feet long by 30 feet wide or something. And we just jog in circles, and you warm muscles up. And I will tell you that if I miss that jogging warm-up and my muscles have not warmed up, I mean really heated up, I am not near as limber, as strong, or as stretched out. My muscles can't stretch near as far as when you really need to do that warm-up. And I never really realized it until then.
All right, so let's apply that to the holidays, and we're more likely to be sedentary because we're eating more, and we're sitting around talking, and we're not doing our usual activity, or at least most of us are not. So how do we apply some of the things that Rich was just explaining, and you've explained, Andrea, to making the holidays better for you instead of getting that, I always call it my roll, which starts at this time of year, and I'm determined this year not to have a roll. And so many other people during the holiday, and then it keeps through the winter time. You eat more and you don't exercise. So what do we do to break that trend starting now?
Well, I think you have to think of a few different things. One is chew gum as often as you can during the holidays, especially when you go to those parties, because it keeps your breath fresh, and it, you know, it also stops you from eating because you've already got gum in your mouth. But I thought we'd talk a little bit about calories and calorie count, okay, and let you guys say which vote on which one has more calories. How do you, mm-hmm, what do you think of that?
That's great. Go ahead.
Okay.
Because calories count during the holidays, and so you kind of have to be aware. So which has more calories? A quarter cup of trail mix, I'm going to start off easy, or a cup of popcorn?
Trail mix.
Popcorn.
Correct. Almost double the calories.
Wow. See, I just want to be the naysayer. They can't have everybody on one side.
Okay. Oh, Doug, did you not vote? Calories. Sorry.
No, I did. I voted for popcorn just to be in there. I just wanted to throw something in the mix so that Jennifer could laugh.
All right, so that's the easy one. Now she's going to try and fool us.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to go a little higher. Which has more calories? Those little meatballs that, you know, come in the barbecue sauce on the buffet table?
Mm-hmm.
Or the crab dip?
Ooh. Crab dip.
I'm going to say crab dip.
Me too.
It's mayonnaise-y.
You are correct.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, Roberta's not taking part.
But it has more calories.
Yep, no, I'm here.
2-ounce tenderloin sandwich or 30 mini cocktail shrimp? Medium cocktail shrimp.
The sandwich.
The sandwich. Yeah, I would say the sandwich.
Shrimp.
Sandwich.
30 shrimp, though. That's a lot of shrimp. I'm going to go with shrimp.
Shrimp. All right, go ahead, Andrea. What's the answer?
Sandwich.
It's the sandwich, 36 medium cocktail shrimp for only 200 calories.
So load up on the shrimp. That's the story there.
With the sauce or without the sauce?
No, shrimp by themselves are very caloric. Shrimp are they increase cholesterol more than any other shellfish or anything else like that. Yeah, they do. You look up cholesterol and shrimp, and you'll see the two of them together.
Shrimp have more cholesterol than, say, salmon, but they have less cholesterol than scallops, clams, oysters, lobster. And cholesterol is based on the movement pattern of an animal when it's living. So if you see an animal that kind of stands around and doesn't do much, like a cow, compared to a chicken that runs around, you'd know that cows have higher cholesterol in the meat than chickens. But there was a new research study recently that you'll find interesting because they are saying that it's not necessarily the amount of cholesterol you take in, it's what you do and what you're eating with it that makes more difference in your cholesterol levels.
I just entered shrimp and cholesterol into a search engine.
Mm-hmm.
And the first link that comes up, it says, why are people so confused about shrimp and cholesterol?
Yay! See?
Once again, Rich trying to support the actions of his host. All right.
Okay,
so,
and I'm ready.
Yeah, okay. What's
all right,
next?
So the other thing we talked about just now, which is really important about all that food, is we talked about the meat and protein, which is something that stabilizes your blood sugar. So when you're in the holidays or any time of year, I talk about this all the time, push the protein. If you're going to be at that buffet table, if you're going to be at the party, try and eat the meats, especially if you're imbibing in caloric or alcoholic beverages. It'll help stabilize your blood sugar so you don't have an increase in cholesterol and you won't be continually hungry.
Hungry. All right.
I'm down with that. But Doug says meat makes me aggressive.
Well, I don't know about that, but
he blames
maybe only
all
when you're trying
this
to steal his steak.
Yeah.
I can't tell you.
All right, so what else? Do you have any of these others that we need to think about? Because this is all about what we're exposed to diet-wise for the next week and a half. This is all the stuff you're going to eat. This is going to be everywhere. So it's good to understand
what
you choose.
So here's another one to think about. Here's the question on the table. If you're out really late and you're possibly hungover in the morning, should you get up and exercise, or should you sleep in?
You should have an egg McMuffin. You should get up and exercise, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, sweat it out. I'm going to tell you to not exercise.
No.
Really? We have to sleep.
Why? Exercise
Why?
Is your hangover by far. The old myth that you should sweat it out is completely false. Yeah. You're already dehydrated. That's why your brain is talking back to you at the moment. So the best thing you can do is sleep in and then go get that Egg McMuffin, eat breakfast, hydrate with electrolytes. That could be Pedialyte.
Right,
that could
yes.
be Gatorade, Powerade, those, that group of family. And you should take a shower, believe it or not. Most people just want to lay in bed. Hot and cold alternating water. You want to increase circulation the old-fashioned way.
Or go to heat yoga or whatever that stuff is called.
Well, but if you go to heat yoga and you're already dehydrated, you could make yourself pass out. So that may not be a great idea.
That. All right, you can follow Naked Fitness on Twitter. It's at Naked Fitness or at Women's Forum. As I'm looking at some of the things here about you that you've posted, how to survive the holiday weight gain. That's mm-hmm. there too, and it is about how you look as well as how you feel, and this flat belly thing. More and more, I don't know whether it's just because we're so conscious of people who are obese. Every time I see somebody, the first thing I look at is their belly. I don't look at
their eyes.
Even, yeah, even their
Why?
Eyes. I'm talking about women. I look at their belly now. I mean, I may start with their eyes and go down, but I think that. I see more women. I saw a woman that I was actually interested in getting to know a little bit better. And maybe this is superficial, and maybe, Doug, you jerk, but she stood up and you know, just she hadn't taken care of herself as well as she might have. Let's put it that way. So, anyway, but that's all for you to be. It's not that we want you to be overly self-conscious, but you do need to kind of think about what the health impact is. The worst place on your body to have fat is your stomach.
That's right. We're talking about 32 inches for women on a waistline and 35 inches for men to be under to reduce your risk of heart attack. But, yeah. You know, can I tell you one more thing, guys, so you can be jealous? I'm going to go ski Aspen Mountain today.
Good for you.
No.
That's good, Andy. That's good calorie burning stuff, right?
That's exactly right. That's how I'm going to survive the holidays. I'm going to ski.
Unless Doug is skiing.
Yeah, no, I won't be skiing with Andrea. I probably won't be skiing with anybody under the circumstances. Richie, what's your waist size?
I'm a 38.
I'm a 34.
Richie, you're a 38?
Yeah, maybe one day you'll be a man too, Doug.
Right, yeah, right, exactly. I'm a healthy man at 34.
That's right.
All right.
That is good for you, Doug. Richie, shame on you.
There you go.
Crying's
right, Andrea,
not enough, or we got to watch your diet.
Check out Naked Fitness by Andrea Metcalf. She is all over DougStefan.com, and that's not a bad thing. Andrea, Merry Christmas to you. Have fun skiing. 20
Merry
after
Christmas,
the hour.
Everyone.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's the last-minute super sale at Toys R Us. Buy one, get one 50% off all Crayola. Plus buy one, get one 50% off all Monster High dolls and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchased. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from...
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a
no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
New musical heroes, Christmas style. They are the Yule Logs. And this is one of their new Christmas tunes.
You can talk to Santa Claus. If you're on his lap, you can whisper in his ear all the things that you want for Christmas. Mr. Goody's getting here. Tell him what you want this year.
This song? Lots of Christmas at DougStephan.com. Today, the story of an Australian couple that has entered the Guinness Book of World Records, Richie. The most Christmas lights on a residential property anywhere in the world.
They are my
idol. They have 350,000 lights on their home. Can you imagine?
So Clark Griswold. Isn't it great?
Wow. 50. Have you ever gone up the Schuylkill River in Philadelphia? There's
no.
A whole...
No.
Yeah, it's magnificent. Remember, I was working at CAU in Philadelphia a long time ago. Bob was program director there, and he and I and his wife took a cruise. They have a Christmas cruise. It goes up and down the Schuylkill River, and all the houses along the river compete with each other as to the... It's extraordinary and beautiful. They have the various decorations they put on the houses, and it's just as cool could be. I know there are probably other places in the country where they have these contests, but this is a very cool place. And I can't help but imagine, if you go to the story at DougStephan.com, there are pictures there of this home. Just imagine 350,000 lights on one
wow.
home. It is hard to imagine, actually.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking
okay.
at it now.
Can you
it's
see
amazing.
It from space,
yeah.
I wonder?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. That's a good question. By the way, we have three astronauts that went up yesterday on the Soyuz space craft from Russia to the International Space Station. There were six that went up altogether. I think there was a Dutch, a couple of Russians, and three Americans to relieve the crew that's up there. And they'll be up there until March. Now, I think they're cutting the shifts down. It used to be 6 months. Now, they're, I think, only four. So that's kind of cool. Also in the Xmas department, the story about how we are so wasteful as a people. I don't want to throw, cold water on our celebrations. But you know how much stuff paper-wise, ribbon-wise, tape-wise, just product, even buying that stuff, what is the bubble wrap? They're putting that
right.
in the packages.
That's
how much
so
of that
gosh,
stuff
yes.
we waste? My God. How much of
wow.
the stuff do you
And then
throw
also
away?
Take into consideration that buying online is up, which means packing.
Oh,
for
yeah.
all of these things, the yeah. cardboard boxes.
And this trip, Richie, across the country, you can't imagine how many UPS and FedEx trucks I've passed
oh.
on the highway. Because they're governed at 70 miles an hour, and I'm doing 80.
If you're responsible and recycle, who cares?
Well, it's hard to recycle bubble wrap.
Well, but boxes and stuff,
yeah,
packing material.
Sure. Yeah,
right. Well, and even more importantly, because, Jennifer, it takes energy to recycle those boxes, so there is a cost involved. If you could reuse the boxes.
Environmental.
If, I saw this story, and I just, do you ever think about how much, just in your daily routine,
you waste?
That you waste. I mean, yeah. I never thought about it. Yeah. I go, okay, we get the boxes, you throw them in the recycling bin, and you ride down the recycling bin, or you ride down the street after Christmas and look at the recycling bins out on the curb.
Oh, yeah. Loaded.
Massive.
Loaded.
And the trash. Look at the trash cans.
You know,
you ride
do
down the street the day after Christmas.
All the boxes we get on the farm, we cut them up and use them in the, because we heat the store with wood. There's no furnace in the store. So everything we put wood in,
oh, that's
and cardboard,
better. So you're polluting the air.
You can't put cardboard in a fire.
Of course you can put cardboard in a fire.
There's chemicals in there.
Not in cardboard. Nah. Where'd you get that?
I think you're breathing in carcinogens, bro.
No, I'm not. It's going out whatever is there is going out the chimney. No, just the, what are you talking about cardboard as carcinogens?
I think you're writing your own ticket out of there,
air polluter.
Oh, yeah, sure I am. Right, exactly. Why did I even bring that up?
I'm going to look that up.
Of course you will, Rich. And you can catch
a little garbage in there, too.
Yeah, right.
Doug.
Yeah, a little extra ice cream. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Save big all month long at PetSmart on the best gifts for your best buddy. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all Iams dog food in 30 to 40-pound bags. And look for specially marked Iams bags with over $55 worth of coupons inside. Good on Iams and other great products. Don't miss these great Iams deals and more. Going on now, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through January 1st, 2012.
Dear Santa, I've been a loyal elf, but I'm wearied of making choo-choos, dollies, and the exclusionary politics of reindeer games. So I'm leaving you for Office Max. They sell gifts for less, sir. Laptops, tablets, e-readers, and more. They have highly trained helpers and elfyourself.com. Oh, I'll miss the way you ho. But I'm going tech, sir. Going tech.
Get a Nook tablet for $249 or Kindle Touch with special offers for $99. Gifts for less at Office Max. Offer in store only. Prices go through 12/24.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After the hour, Doug Steffen along with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden. Jennifer Horn is here as well as we try to move you into the Christmas mood even further. Yesterday's poll question at DougSteffen.com, how much was your Christmas bonus this year? Let's see here. It's always good for a laugh.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so 73% said, I'm not getting a Christmas bonus this year.
Hey,
so you guys,
we're not
right
alone,
in.
Roberta.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 11, really.
11% said over $100. 8% said between $50 and $100. Let's see here. 5% said under $50. And 3% said you got a gift instead of money. And so I would use this as a time to further promote my idea, and I think today maybe if you can get stuff delivered on Saturday if you buy it today, I think, right? With the UPS and FedEx?
Yeah, overnight.
Pretty much you
yep.
get the overnight stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's why yeah. you would go to the food supply yeah. depot. Let me give you 2 seconds worth or maybe a little bit more as to why this fits well. And by the way, I don't have to do this for you guys. You can go do it for yourself. This is not something that everybody can do this for themselves. But for those of you who have small businesses and clients that you would like to give something special, something meaningful to instead of a poinsettia, why would you give somebody a poinsettia? Or give them something that this is something they can use. And when you do things like this, you show that you've done something thoughtful and you care about people, either that they're, again, clients or people that work for you. And especially in light of what's happened across the Midwest, I drove around. We figured it yesterday, Rich. Normally, I have the straightest route to drive from Framingham to Santa Monica is 2,946 miles. That's the straightest route. So
okay.
Yesterday, we figured out when I got to El Paso, I had driven 2,480-something miles. And we got another 800 to go. So I've added about a little less than 300 miles to the trip by going around the storm. A lot of people didn't have that opportunity to go around it. They were in it. They got stuck in it. Millions of people without power, no food, can't go, there's nothing being delivered. So what do you do in a circumstance like that or any other natural emergency? What you need is to have 72 hours worth of food to keep you and your family protected, and the best way to do that is to go online to thefoodsupplydepot.com/Doug, get it for your family.
Keep some in the car.
Get it for you, exactly, for your friends. You keep it in the car, you keep it everywhere, anywhere you might be. when you get into an emergency, this is the way to
How many
help
stories have you heard
that?
This year where somebody gets stranded in their car for 5 or 6 or 7 days?
Yeah.
And
right.
lives on, like, a Snickers bar.
There was a story yesterday about a couple and their 5-year-old daughter who had been in the car for about 48 or 49 hours. They ran out of fuel. They were in a snowbank, went off the road, and somehow or other somebody missed them. And so they traced the route. They sent out volunteers. They traced the route, and they found them under 4 feet of snow.
Yeah.
And they were huddled up together, and basically they were almost – they had nothing in the car, as you're suggesting, put it in the car. They were almost unconscious. So this is something that you take with you for your own protection, for your loved ones, and a great thought for people that you like. If you like somebody, help them out, and this is a good way to do it. Go online to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. Protect yourself and your family. There may be an earthquake this year, who knows, a flood, a tornado, any of these things. And what's most important about this, not only are you protecting your family, showing friends and clients that you care about them, but it also helps the veterans, because each of these sales, some of the purchase price is given to the Veterans Research Corporation, and that's for medical research for veterans coming back from Iraq. So very timely, very important, a great way. You can write off part of the purchase of this. If you're giving it to the client, you can write it all off. But if you're taking part in this, I mean, that's not the reason to do it, but you can, part of the cost, because that part which going to the medical research for veterans is tax deductible. Okay, so here's what you do. Again, go online, foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. Purchase price of the items is very reasonable, and you get free shipping when you use that address. Or go to DougStefan.com and see the Food Supply Depot logo. That is in the friends section. You click on that, and I'll tell you a little story. We got a little audio there, Richie, right, that people can listen to about
Absolutely.
How this works. FoodSupplyDepot.com/Doug. I cannot recommend it or them highly enough. Our poll today, thinking about, these sorts of things, that's a good little bonus you can give yourself. Christmas dinner, where are you having it this year? A, at my house. B, at my parents' house. C, at my children's home. That's where I'm going to be. D, at another family member's house. E, at a friend's home. F, we're eating out. G, I don't know yet. H, I have to work. My friend Phil Lempert, after Megan and I have brunch, because Brendan's catching the red eye on Christmas Eve to go visit some of his friends in New York for a few days. So Megan and I and her husband are going to have the morning. And then Megan says, "Well, you can come to Matthew's house if you want to," because she knows I don't want to. But she just said they offered, because Tony obviously is not with us this year. And so this would be a good way of keeping myself from thinking about that. But Phil Lempert says, you're my friend, and why don't we have dinner together? So maybe I'll do that. At any rate, where are you spending your Christmas dinner? Tell us. You'll be one of the hundreds of people that fill out our poll every day at DougStefan.com. Jennifer, Facebook. We have a number of things that are working there. I'm interested in what people are saying about the soldiers that we've asked about, or any number of things, because you keep up with that better than anybody else who's here.
Lots of response, actually, today. And what we asked, just to refresh, is what are your thoughts about the military at this time of year? Because, it's a good time to be thankful and see what you mean, see what you really feel about these kind of folks that are helping us. And BZ Polly says that he likes to track Santa, and he likes the military. He wants them to bring the communists down for... He wants Santa down. He wants the military to bring him down because he's a communist, because he wears red. Janet Manson is
another,
a little
give
more...
Give him another spiked eggnog.
Exactly. No, but Janet's a little nicer here. She says she thinks of her military every day of the year. And she said that today, Doug, you're at Fort Bliss, where her son-in-law is stationed.
Cool.
And she said, no matter what your thoughts are on Iraq or Afghanistan, these men and women put their lives in the line each and every day defending our freedom.
The real thought here, the correct thought process, is that these people are asked to do things. The leaders decide to pick a fight, and then these people have volunteered to put themselves in harm's way. They have no say in whether they go to Iraq, Afghanistan, or Ethiopia. So it's not about them. It never is and never was. We mistaken that when it came to Vietnam and made big mistakes. It was shameful the way we treated the soldiers.
One thing that Janet Matson did, she said last night she was honored to welcome home one of the local wounded heroes that came back to the States. And
where
she
is
said,
she?
I don't know. But she said many passengers from earlier flights were there for almost an hour to welcome him home and give their thanks. So God bless the military. Nice. Keep them safe. Kathy says she tries to thank every soldier when she sees him if she's out on the streets. If not, she said, you know, their service, we would not be free. So she says,
I remember. Tony lived in Maine. My former wife, Tony, lived in Maine for 8 or 9 years. And the kids used to come out. I remember being there one weekend, and we went over to the airport to pick up Megan, who was coming in on a flight. And just before her, the initial embarkation point for the troops coming home from Iraq is Bangor. The Bangor airport is where all the chartered flights come in. The soldiers get off the plane there, and they spend an hour or so while the plane gets refueled and goes on to wherever, you know, it's going to. They usually have 4 or 5 stops, and they bring the soldiers around to the various forts. So what I learned and what I was impressed by, frankly, there's a group of about 40 people who live in the Bangor area, and they run a little shop, and they go to the airport whenever they know a military transport is coming in, and it happens 4 or 5 times a day, more now. They're coming in 14, 15, 16 a day from Iraq this week, maybe even more than that. I think there are 40 troop planes coming in each day to various parts of America. But they first land, for the most part, in this Bangor airport, and they come out, and they're greeted by these people, and they give them meals, and they spend time visiting with them. That's how they spend their hour or so while the plane's being refueled. I thought it was one of the most selfless things that I have ever seen. Mm-hmm. Just neat people going down to just say thank you, and here's what we can do for you. It's just kind of cool.
One more really good response, just real quick, from our Facebook posting is Debbie Bennett. She said her son is finally out of Iraq, just made it back to base, and was just reunited with his wife and baby. So that's really good news.
Yeah, that is cool. Richie, you know what?
What?
Not to change the subject. Okay. Yesterday, we've had an advertiser on this program for the past 4 or 5 months called O'Reilly Auto Parts. And all of us have said we've never seen one.
I have one by my house.
O'Reilly? Yep. And I saw one yesterday. I got off the road someplace in Texas. And I said, this is a big warehouse kind of a store. It's not like the usual auto supply store.
Track Auto or something like that.
Right. Small. Yeah, mine's normal.
Oh, no. This was a huge, huge place.
Really?
And one of the things I brought up, the Wall Street Journal today says that of all of the companies in this, what do they call it, this segment, this sector of in this field, O'Reilly is apparently the one that's doing the best. The value of their shares, Roberta, O'Reilly Auto Parts, it's listed on the NASDAQ as O'Reilly Automotive. Mm-hmm. The value of the shares have gone up 168% since the start of the year.
Wow.
So there's something they're doing. They've got part of it, you can hear it, and I'm not trying to be boastful, but I don't think I come across that way. Listen to the commercials here on this program. Macy's, Toys R Us. All these people that are really highly into advertising because they know it works. Mm-hmm. And your local station, the people who are advertising heavily that hopefully you're patronizing, the local station's sponsors, you're patronizing them at Christmas time because they are supporting the radio station. And this is a way of you helping them stay in business. And the reason I bring it up is because this O'Reilly outfit has just started using radio, and they're using it big time. And I wonder if that's helped them this year. AutoZone, another big user of radio, is the closest rival to O'Reilly. They're all over the radio. So, and what's the other big company? Advanced Auto Parts, Napa.
Right, Napa.
What are the other ones?
Napa advertises a lot, too. We have runs with them.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, it's kind of a neat thing to recognize and realize. 16 before the hour, Dr. Ken around the corner if everything works right here on Good Day.
It's the last-minute super sale at Toys R Us. Buy one, get one 50% off all Crayola. Plus buy one, get one 50% off all Monster High dolls and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchase. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Okay, Elvis, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out. Tech is in. I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly, but OfficeMax put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be turning out laptops, e-readers, and printers like the HP PhotoSmart for $59.99 with an instant $90 savings. Gifts for less at OfficeMax. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an OfficeMax near you. Prices good through 12/24.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior Water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap.
All right, would you like to know?
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
How many people know the words to the chipmunk song?
I do.
Simon?
I'm kind of surprised, too.
You do, really? Okay, let's sing along. Here we go. Dr. Kent, you can sing along. Get ready.
Time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last. Hurry, Christmas, hurry fast. Walk the plank that loops the loop. Me, I want a hula hoop. We can hardly stand the wait. Please, Christmas, don't be late.
Okay, so the reason we're doing that silly song is because this is the anniversary of this song becoming number one on the charts. 1958 was the year. Alvin, Simon, Theodore, David Seville. What a clever guy. In an era where people hadn't figured out how to do this because there were no computers, he figured out how to use the tape machine. And he used his own voice, and he just slowed it or made it faster by taping stuff at 7.5 and running it back to 3.75 or up to 15.
I will tell you, this is in the Chipmunk Christmas special on TV, and that is the best Christmas special. What a good message.
Yeah.
Alvin gave his golden harmonica to a sick boy.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, so that's the story of the Chipmunk song, in case you didn't know it. Christmas, don't be late. We have it for you. Nobody else is going to give you that story today. All right, Richie. All right, let's get to Dr. Ken. I'm sure he's...
With that happy. Glowing introduction.
He's to be following
it's
that.
Hard to follow Alvin.
Do you want a plane that loops the loop, Dr. Ken?
Oh, my God. All right, here we go. It's 11 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's our medical expert, is here. Has a tragic story about this baby who died. So what's the outgrowth of that, Ken?
Doug, Walmart has pulled Enfamil baby formula as a precautionary after a baby's death. This is powdered infant formula. It's been pulled from more than 3,000 stores nationwide after a newborn Missouri boy became gravely ill with an infection. There's no formal recall. They've tested the stock. They haven't identified a bug, but they're just doing this as a precaution. So if you have Enfamil baby formula at home, you may want to wait a few days before you give it to your babies.
Okay, now... Enfamil comes in both liquid and powdered form. I would be very curious to know if it was made in America or someplace else. And you know where if it comes from Walmart,
it was made here, the powdered form.
Okay. All right. Is the liquid form from America as well?
It was, you know? I will have to research that, but it was the powdered form that this infant took.
All right. Measuring the brain and its relationship to Alzheimer's, big story today.
Yes. If you don't have Alzheimer's disease, this is from the University of Pennsylvania, my old alma mater medical school, and you have a small cortex, you may be at higher risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. The cortex is the top part of the brain that does all the thinking. It can be measured. Interesting study.
Yeah, it is interesting. All right, Dr. Ken, we can always count on you for interesting, important information from the world of medicine on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The festival of life. One day of presents, hell no. We get eight crazy nights.
Is this the second Hanukkah song?
It's
part three, actually.
The only kid in town without a Christmas
tree. Adam Sandler. This is from Eight Crazy Nights, a holiday movie from the year 2002. This is so clever. These songs are all so clever. So well done. This guy's a very clever guy. Remember how I didn't like him? Chuck, remember when I didn't like anything Adam Sandler does? Now I like everything he does.
Really?
Amazing how we grow up and kind of...
You finally softened up?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I saw it from a different light. It used to annoy me. And maybe it was when we met Rob Schneider and I took a look at more carefully. Maybe it was Brendan because, who knows why it was. But I know that I've changed my pitch.
Who would have thought Rob Schneider's going to have his own sitcom on the CBS?
I know, did you see that?
With the exclamation points, Rob.
Title Rob.
Yeah, right. And he's
a big time when you get a sitcom named after your own first name.
I'm going to bet Sandler has a play in this because everything that Sandler does, Schneider has a handle in writing it. And the two of them, they sit around. Apparently, the story was that he told Brendan a number of years ago, is the two of them, they stay up all night for a week, and they work out the scripts for whatever the silly story is that's going to be in the next movie. And Schneider always has some point. He's in somewhere in the movies. And the two of them apparently went to school together, didn't they?
And Buscemi, too.
And Buscemi's in that grand bunch, too. Yeah. Right. Anyway, so we start out with our movie music, the Hanukkah song, part three, from Eight Crazy Nights in 2002. Now that brings us around to our contest today. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He'll be giving you some movie news in a few minutes. This should be pretty easy, I'm guessing, but you know what? I don't ever want to tag these things because sometimes what I think is easy, I mean, but I can't imagine the audio when you hear it, not giving it away. This is the number one movie during Christmas, 1992. So that puts it in perspective. Here's the first audio clue for you.
One might say that December is the foreclosure season.
Harvest time for the moneylenders.
I don't know.
That just only gives you one, the major actor who's not like the rest of the actors, about as much as I can give you. All right, and this is what happens. We're going to play you three clips. You figure out what the movie is. You call us at 800-510-8255. We'll give you a swell Christmas present. I think actually what we're doing this week is giving out some of the Food Supply Depot food. You'll like that. So that's what you have to do. Get to us first. If you haven't won on Movie Moments, you'll be right in line for identifying this movie.
There's more of gravy than of grave about you.
Oh, more of gravy than of grave! What a terrible pun! Where do you get those jokes?
Leave comedy to the bears, Ebenezer!
That voice.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
yeah. Hey, you don't have to be mean about it.
But I'm trying to remember which one this is.
Play the last clip, you'll get it.
Hey, wait a second. You're not Charles Dickens.
I am too.
There's no
one. Little furry Charles Dickens who hangs out with a rat.
That's right. Okay.
Come on.
All
right.
Yeah. Okay, and then the voice of Morris Michelhop should have helped you.
The one of these that's in the theaters right now, so good.
You like that, Chucker?
Yeah, yes.
It's Micklewhite, I'm sorry. What did I say? Micklehop. Micklewhite. His real name is Maurice Micklewhite. All right, that's the actor's real name. And you figure out what the rest of the pieces are, and you'll call us at 800-510-TALK. Richie, do we need something here? Or
we do. Chuck will see you in 60 seconds or 30
seconds.
Hold
on, Chucker.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to say it. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, Chucker, what's in the movie news box today?
Actor Harrison Ford has signed on to join the cast of a high-profile sci-fi movie titled Ender's Game. I believe it's based on some sort of alien invasion plotline for director Gavin Hood, who did the movie Wolverine. Ford, who has been hot lately, also signing on to play Brooklyn Dodger executive Branch Rickey in a movie titled 42, the story
of great movie.
Jackie Robinson.
That's going to be a great movie.
Getting closer to getting a script for another Indiana Jones.
Movie, yep. He's almost 70, by the way, too, in case you didn't know that.
I say rebooted. No more Harrison Ford in that role.
I know it is. But who cares? Danny. Danny, what's the name of that movie?
The name is The Muppets Christmas Carol.
It is. You're right about that. 1992 is the year, so you'll get our free food from the Food Supply Depot. Thank you.
Ready for cold.